Several years ago, there was this commercial on TV where this guy was jamming way too much trash into this garbage bag, and predictably, it burst open and garbage all over the place, and he was really mad. And then the narrator, the announcer, comes on and says, "Don't get mad, get glad." And it was a very effective slogan for glad garbage bags. And it had a real ring to it. And you know, in today's world, I think it still has a really good ring to it. Don't get mad, get glad. Because we really are living in emotional times right now, aren't we? A lot of confusion, frustration, and a lot of anger. Here we are in the 14th week of school, and we're still wearing masks. Nobody likes it. I don't like it. You don't like it. Nobody likes it. We would like to host basketball games here in our gym, but we can't allow any fans, at least not first semester. And how does that make you feel? Are you upset by this? It's been happening in football stadiums, even open-air stadiums all across our country all fall. And now it's happening here in our gym. No fans. And a lot of people don't like it. Perhaps you're upset about the recent election results, especially when you hear that that election might have been rigged. Corruption in the voting process. How does that make you feel? A little powerless, cheated, frustrated, angry? Yeah, a lot of people are mad about that. So what are you going to do about it? In times like this, when there's so much anger boiling around us, a lot of people are mad at the cops or at Department of Health or at school administrations or at our political, you know, the corruption in our political system. Part 3 of our study on the Beatitudes features a statement that Jesus made to his followers: "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Blessed are the meek. Well, what does that mean? Well, first of all, don't confuse meekness with weakness. Jesus is not saying, "Blessed are the weak, for they shall become doormats." No. Probably a more accurate synonym here for meekness is gentleness. It's the gentleness of a carefully chosen word to soothe someone's anger. It's the ointment that takes a sting out of a wound. Gentleness and meekness is not weakness at all. In fact, gentleness is having a quiet strength, being peaceful when you're in the middle of a heated atmosphere. Instead of pouring gas on the fire, the meek person will exhibit self-control and restraint and courtesy and tact and patience when all others around him are losing theirs. Some people equate meekness with insignificance. But do you remember when Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples in the upper room? And Peter told him, "You will never wash my feet." And at that moment, Jesus very firmly but gently told him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." And that simple statement completely changed Peter's point of view on that topic. And you can just imagine him rejoicing after that when being washed by Jesus. And you can wake up every morning with that same joy and the same smile on your face, knowing that you too have been washed clean. And that is anything but insignificant. So don't get pulled into the anger all around us in this world today. It's so rampant, but don't get pulled into it. The devil can use that anger to dilute the joy that's within you. Solomon had a thing or two to say about people who boil over so quickly with their anger. He said, a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. And another one, Solomon said, fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm to the matter. Gentleness is not a weakness, but it's a trait that shows that you are a tower of strength, because your strength is based on the solid rock of Jesus' strength. When things get really intense, others will look to you, the one who knows just the right thing to say, for leadership. You can be the one to bring calm and peace when all others around you are so angry. Meekness is not a weakness, but it is extremely significant, especially in times like these. I think of a former teacher right here in this school who, when things were really dicey and he could see the distress on your face, he would just smile and he'd walk over to you and put a hand on your shoulder and lean in and say a brief wise word or two and then chuckle and then walk away. And just that very few seconds would completely change your whole perspective, make you feel so much better. That teacher was Ron Rail. Now, I wonder what Ron Rail would say about today's times, what's going on now. I think he would say the same thing that Jesus would say. Keep your eyes on the prize. In other words, your wonderful inheritance. There's plenty to smile about when you think about the big picture. That spiritual inheritance that was bought for you with a price through the suffering and death of our Savior. And when you think about your inheritance, you can't help but smile or even chuckle a little bit, because that permanent big picture stuff completely eclipses the temporary small picture stuff that's happening now. That's right. The stuff that's happening now might really seem major, but it's not. Not when you compare it to the big picture stuff. The other day I was doing a crossword puzzle and I was working on this 8-letter word and the clue was inconsequential. And as I worked through the puzzle, the solution for that 8-letter word became clear. The word was meekness. And I thought, meekness? Inconsequential? Maybe that's the way the world sees it, or at least this crossword puzzle writer. But Jesus does not see your meekness that way. He wants us to smile behind the mask and let your joy burst forth. Don't be mad, be glad. He wants us to be meek and to lead with gentleness and to share with others that perspective that comes when remembering your wonderful inheritance. God bless you in all of this. Amen. Let's close with the singing of hymn 370, the first two stanzas. That's 1 and 2 of 370.